You're listening to the Audacious Church podcast. This message was recorded live at our Chester campus. We know this is a great investment into your life. So tune in, listen up, and stay focused. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com.
Just intro our series that we've been, I think, 3 weeks in, and we've been speaking about spaces, and we're talking about how God is wanting to bring us all into new spacious places. Psalm 18 tells us that God has a spacious place for every one of us. He has a new place, a new inheritance, a new space to occupy that stretches us, that pushes us forward, that's something new for us to discover. And God draws us out of familiar and into something more spacious. And we're taking a few weeks just to look at how God is going to draw all of us into a new space, and happens to coincide with us taking this new building. Come on. And so, you know, God's doing great things in Audacious Church Chester. And we're believing this building is going to be used for the glory of God. And it's going to have a massive impact on the city of Chester, North Wales, the Wirral, Cheshire, and beyond. And, you know, there's already God's been doing amazing things through our church. And so this building is just about facilitating more things for God to do. Amen. And, you know, we're just meeting up here three times on a Sunday at the moment, getting our new auditorium ready in faith. And so we're going to be on Sunday, the 19th of October. We've got a moment where we're just asking the church to prayerfully consider how you can play your part in that venture. And so that's good. But we're going to open the Bible at Hebrews 11 today. You can turn there. Just one verse quickly and then we'll pray. Hebrews 11 verse 6. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. The title of the message today is A Space for Faith, the space of faith. And we're believing for every person to step into the place, the space of faith. God, we just thank you that you're here. As we've lifted up your name in praise, God, the Bible says you inhabit the place of your praises. So whenever we lift you up, you come and meet with us. And so we thank you, God, that you're here right now, that we can experience you, we can encounter you. God, we can meet you in this place. And so we pray that you'd speak to us clearly. May we have hearts and ears ready to hear what you're saying to us. Thank you, God, that you are a living God with living words, and you want to communicate to us today. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. It's impossible to please God without faith. That goes against our natural inclinations. Many years ago, we went on holiday to Cornwall. Cornwall's a great place to go on holiday when the sun's out, right? We just happened to catch 2 weeks where there was no sun in Newquay. And it was my first and last camping holiday. First and last. And we set up the tent, which I've not camped before, right? So I've got no idea how to set tents up. And you know about me, I'm not good with stuff like that. And so we just about managed to get some kind of tent up. But it rained for 2 weeks solid. And it was just one of those holidays from hell. I don't know if you've ever experienced one of those, but you know, it was just everything about it was going from bad to worst. The weather was terrible. The tent wasn't set up. We're getting soaking wet. We want just a normal English cup of tea rather than like on a Caligas stove. It's bad. And we just wanted to get out of there, and we just wanted to get home to a normal bed. You know what I'm talking about? We wanted to get home to just creature comforts, familiar. And really, all of us, we pine for that feeling of familiar and stable and secure. Every one of us is, in our human nature, looking for security. In fact, Maslow talked about, you know, generations ago about the hierarchy of human needs, and he talked about one of the most foundational, fundamental needs we all have as people is security. We want familiar, we want just something that's certain in our lives. And really, God speaks to that and really tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And faith, in many ways, is the opposite to familiar. It's the opposite to secure, because faith pushes us out into a new space that is unfamiliar. And so we're going to look at faith today and what the God life means. What does it mean to live and occupy the space of faith? And how can we find assurance in that? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it gives us a definition of faith. And it says, faith is substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not yet seen. Faith is substance, is something substantial. The original language, the Bible written in Greek in this moment, and the word substance was the Greek word hypostasis, and that word means something that's the bedrock or foundation of all reality. It is something that is foundational, that our lives that we experience, that we live in, our feelings, our experience, it is one level, but there's a level deeper than that, that's more fundamental than that, and that's the place where God occupies. That when we live in faith, we occupy and we found ourselves on the bedrock of all reality, God himself. And so Hebrews is helping us to understand the safest place that you can live is the scariest place to live. And that's in the space of faith. When you live anywhere else than faith, you can't please God, the Bible says. And so really the question is, how do we live in the space of faith? How do we occupy that space? Hebrews 11, for context, is a chapter in the Bible that's all about the heroes of the faith. So if you're new to the Bible, then if you read Hebrews 11, you'll discover some of the incredible heroes from front to back cover of the Bible. And what you find out, the similarity between all these heroes is that they live in the space of faith. All of them are living in the unfamiliar. They're stepping out of their comfort zone and they're occupying this space of faith. Hebrews 11 verse 13 to 16 goes on to tell us about them. It says, all of these people, these heroes of the faith, they were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. In other words, the heroes of the faith had God speak to them about a promise for the future. And yet the Bible says, yet the heroes of the faith did not step into that promise. They only saw it from a distance. They welcomed it from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, the familiar place, the easy place, the place they had come from, they would have had opportunity to return, to go back. But instead, they were longing for a better country because they were people of faith. They were longing for a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. People of faith. Would you just say a space for faith? What does this passage teach us about a space for faith? The first thing is that faith is faithfulness. Faith is faithfulness. Verse 13, the Bible says these heroes of the faith were still living by faith when they died. In other words, faith isn't, you know, what we might think, just a random thought. You get a thought and you're like, oh, I've got faith for something. No, no, faith isn't just an idea. It's not just a thought. It's not just like something, the effects of the pizza the night before, and you wake up in the middle of the night with this weird idea and you write it down. No, no, faith is more substantial than that. Faith is not just one thought, but faith is faithfulness. It's consistency. It's going on to do that which has been promised to you. Faith isn't flash in the pan. It doesn't shout one minute and whimper the next. But faith is season in, season out, faithful consistency. In fact, if you were to read the original language of the Bible, you'd see that the word that we translate faith and we translate faithfulness is the same root word. Faith and faithfulness is exactly the same in the Bible. And so we've got to understand that that faith, you know, we might see as exciting, and faithfulness we see as mundane. Well, faith really is both of those things. It's faith in a moment to have an idea or inspiration or belief for something, but it's the consistency to keep on believing for that thing. And I want to encourage you to not just embrace the exciting, but embrace the mundane, because faith is about faithfulness. Hebrews 6, verse 19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. I love that thought, that if you were to look at a boat on the ocean and you'd see it like moving around, and if there was a storm, you'd see it like being buffeted by the wind and the waves, and might even look like it's going to topple at some point. But if that boat has set its anchor down, you'll understand that boat isn't going anywhere. And the same is true if we are living in the space of faith. It's like through hope, we put the anchor down in the bedrock of ultimate reality, which is God himself. And when our faith is not just in an idea, a feeling, a thought, an experience, but our faith is in the substantial reality, which is God himself. It means even though we live in storms, even though we can be buffeted around by experience or people's opinions or thoughts, we know we are rooted in the power and the presence of God. We can be anchored in hope. The second thing we see about faith in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13 is faith is defined by obedience, not by results. Faith is measured by obedience, not results. Verse 13, the Bible says these heroes of the faith, they did not receive the things that had been promised to them. That's an amazing thought. Think about every hero in the Bible that you know about. You think about Noah. You think about Abraham. You think about Moses, all these incredible heroes, Joshua. Think about Daniel. You think about David, all these heroes in the Bible. And yet the Bible tells us that they did not inherit everything that was promised to them. Does that give you hope? Come on, to me that's like, oh, okay, cool. We're on the right path. Because these people were still living by faith when the Bible says, even though they didn't see the full accomplishment, they didn't get the full results that they were believing for. And so faith is not about the fulfillment. Faith is not about the results. Faith is not about your accomplishments. Faith is actually just shown by your obedience. 1 Samuel 15 verse 22 says, to obey is better than sacrifice. How many parents in the room? Just give me a wave. Like, I will say to my kids very regularly, please, when you come home from school, just put your shoes in the right place and your blazer that we purposely bought five sizes too big so you have it for many years to come. Just hang that up. Can you just do that? You know, I would rather they just do that daily than, you know, once every 6 months do a massive bedroom makeover. And, you know, I'd rather just the daily obedience. Put your shoes away, put your blazer in the right place. Parents, know what I'm talking about? You know, same with God. God is not looking for just one moment that we would define as a faith venture. God would rather just a life full of faithful consistency, obedience to His word, obedience to what He's asking from us. And our faith is defined by our obedience, not by our results. We're not looking to get to this place or be this person by this stage of life. No, no, no. Your faith is defined by doing the right thing day in, day out. Can you say amen to that? John 14, verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commands." Keep my commands. Obedience is actually how we grow in faith. Growing in faith is not just defined by reading your Bible longer, memorizing scripture. That's not just how you grow in faith. Now, that's going to help, but that's not it. Growing in faith is not just spending more time in prayer and, you know, and in the presence of God and listening to worship, you know, in the car on your way to work. That might help. But that's not all there is to growing in faith. Growing in faith is as much about those things as it is you daily walking in obedience to what God's spoken to you. It's the daily walk of obedience that tests God, and then God grows our faith. It's both hearing and obeying. Hearing and obeying. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. We know this scripture when it comes to the tithe and to giving to God, but really this scripture is teaching us that, but also teaching us how to grow your faith as a Christian. It says this, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I'll prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it's ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. Test me in this." You see, the Bible, God is speaking to us when it comes to faith, that we tune our heart, tune our ear into God. What is it you're saying to me? But then through my acts of obedience, I'm actually putting God to the test. And when I see that God passes the test, my faith grows. And I tune my ear in again and say, what's next? God, what have you got for me? What spacious place have you got for me? And He speaks, and then you step out and obey, and it's scary. But faith is faithfulness. Faith is obedience. And you test God again, and again, your faith grows. And faith grows through this week in, week out, day in, day out, month in, month out, mundane, boring obedience to God's word. That is faith. Third thing is this, faith recognizes this is not my home. Verse 13, the Bible says, they, heroes of the faith, they saw themselves as foreigners and exiles, foreigners and strangers in this earth. I got to be honest, I treat a hotel room very differently to how I treat my home. Anyone else? Like at home, if I just like, you know, after the shower, towel, fling the towel somewhere, use it once, don't use it again, my wife is not going to be very happy with me. Yeah? In the hotel, boom. I'm just using towels. How many towels we got? Let's use them all, you know? And just chuck them away. I'm not walking into a hotel room and just thinking, right, got to do something about this decor. This deck, you know, it's not working. No, no, no. You realize you're there just for a moment and then you're gone. And the Bible speaks to us about our experience on earth. We're like strangers, foreigners, exiles in this earth. We're ambassadors. All through the Bible, different words for this same mindset and paradigm and belief system that we understand I am just passing through this existence. I'm living an eternal life with an eternal God in a temporary physical world. And so when I understand that and I believe that I'm here for more than just this, it changes everything about life. When you understand you're an eternal person with eternal choices to make in this earth, it changes how you live your life, the choices that you make, how you live towards others, the impact you want to make in this earth. You understand, wow, I'm just passing through. Faith recognizes this is not my home. 1 Peter 2:11, dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Again, what hope do we have in our humanity without God? We just have like desire and temptation, and you know, we want to get back at people, and you know, all of these things are natural human instinct without God. And yet with God, we lift our eyes. Wow, this is just temporary experience. Pause, right, I can change how I respond, the choices I make, the actions I take, because I understand eternity is at stake. It changes everything. It changed this week if you understand eternity is at stake. You walk around work differently. You understand, wow, if I'm treated well or badly, none of those things are excused or right, but whatever happens, I can make a decision today. I'm gonna have an eternal perspective. I'm gonna speak well of others. I'm not gonna gossip. I'm gonna encourage people. I'm gonna be a lifter up of people. I'm gonna share my story when it's appropriate. I'm gonna show acts of kindness. I'm here to make an eternal difference. That's what this building is all about. Why as Audacious Church are we going to continue to be defined and shaped by faith, not the familiar? Because eternity is at stake. There are tens of thousands of people within a mile of this building that are waking up with no hope today. And yet we've got the answer. We've got hope today. We've got faith today, and they need to see a church and a God that is alive, that's doing something significant on the face of the earth. Your friends need you to step up and realize, come on, we can make a difference with the years we've got. We can make a difference with our lives. Faith recognizes this is not my home. Last thing is this, faith is the space that God meets us. Verse 16, the Bible says that God says about the heroes of the faith, they operate and act in faith, and God will not be ashamed to be their God. My kids now, on the two of them teenagers, one of them acts like a teenager. And, you know, for the first time in my life, I remember being embarrassed about my parents. I thought, I'm not gonna be that parent. It turns out, it just happens. You are that parent. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you are a parent of teenagers, you are embarrassing to them. It's a weird feeling, I've gotta say. Wow, you're getting old. Your teenager's like walking past. Hey, no, don't wanna acknowledge me today. Great. I'm securing you, God. Thank you, Jesus. But, you know, God, when we operate in faith, the Bible says God is not ashamed of us. When you operate and live in faith, God is like, come on, that's my child. That's my son. That's my daughter. They're my people. And when we as a church operate in faith, it's like, come on, they're my people. That's my bride. And so faith is the meeting place of God and his people. Jesus taught us to pray, may heaven, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Faith is where God meets his people. It's the meeting place of the presence of God. And we've got to continually push ourselves into the space of faith. Continue to believe in that realm. Continue to operate in that realm, in the space of faith, because that's where God will meet us. You know, we can be sure that God's going to meet us, Audacious Church in Chester. We stepped out again in faith, believing, God, you've given us this building to make a huge impact. But God, this is a faith venture. We need a miracle working God to do miracles through every single one of us, to see the future of Audacious Church in Chester make a massive difference. So God, we want to continue to step in faith.
Thank you for listening to this Audacious podcast. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com. We'd love for you to join us at one of our campuses, Manchester, Chester, or online, every Sunday, 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.